This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're going to deviate from our usual format for today's program, and for a very special reason. Early in September, Governor Ross Barnett of Mississippi invoked the historic doctrine of interposition to block integration at the University of Mississippi. Because of the extensive coverage this action received, many Americans are now wondering just what interposition is, what it means. Governor Barnett outlined his stand in a statewide radio and television address to the people of Mississippi. And on this Citizens Council Forum program, we'll present highlights from his important message, which we believe will give you a better understanding of the situation. Now, speaking from Jackson, Mississippi, here is Governor Ross Barnett.
The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. These are not my words. These words are the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. In the absence of constitutional authority and without legislative action, an ambitious federal government employing naked and arbitrary power has decided to deny us the right of self-determination in the conduct of the affairs of our sovereign state. Having long since failed in their efforts to conquer the indomitable spirit of the people of Mississippi and their unshakable will to preserve the sovereign majesty of our Commonwealth, they now seek to break us physically with the power of force. And even now, as I speak to you tonight, professional agitators, an unfriendly liberal press, and other troublemakers are pouring across our borders intent upon instigating strife among our people. Paid propagandists are continually hammering away at us in the hope that they will succeed in bringing about a division among us. Every effort is being made to intimidate us into submission to the tyranny of judicial oppression. The Kennedy administration is lending the power of the federal government to the ruthless demands of these agitators. Thus, we see our own federal government teamed up with a motley array of un-American pressure groups against us. This is the crisis, my friends, that we face tonight. The day of expediency is past. We must either submit to the unlawful dictates of the federal government or stand up like men and tell them and say to them plainly, never. The day of reckoning has been delayed as long as possible. It is now upon us. This is the day, and this is the hour. I have made my position in this matter crystal clear. I have said in every county in Mississippi that no school in our state will be integrated while I am your governor. I repeat this to you tonight. No school will be integrated in Mississippi while I am your governor. And as your governor and chief executive of the sovereign state of Mississippi, I now call on every public official and every private citizen of our great state to join with me in refusing in every legal and every constitutional way and every way, every manner available, my friends, to submit to illegal usurpation of power by the Kennedy administration. I especially call upon the officials, both elected and appointed, in the state of Mississippi to join hands with the people and resist by every legal and constitutional means the tyrannical edicts which have been and will be directed against the patriotic citizens of our great state. I am not willing to ask men to do that which I would not do myself. And in that spirit, I say to you that there is no sacrifice which I will shrink from making to preserve the racial integrity of our people and institutions. Every man holding public office should feel the same way. Every public official, including myself, should be prepared to make the choice tonight whether he will submit or whether he is willing to go to jail, if necessary, to keep faith with the people who have placed their welfare in his hands. If there be any official who is not prepared to suffer imprisonment for this righteous cause, I ask him now to submit his resignation, and it will be accepted without prejudice. A man who is prepared and who will stand steadfast will be appointed to take his place. If these measures should be considered extreme, they are evoked by extreme provocation, for which we are in no way responsible. There is no cause which is more moral and just than the protection of the integrity of our races. And to this end, we as parents will do everything that is necessary to defend those who are most dear to us. There is no case in history where the Caucasian race has survived social integration. We will not drink from the cup of genocide. The last hope of our constitutional form of government rests with the conscientious enforcement of state laws and the perpetuation of the sovereignty of the states. And without this, there can be no government of, by, and for the people. If our nation is to survive, we must maintain strong state governments and unity in matters of national security. Therefore, in obedience to legislative and constitutional sanction, I interpose the rights of the sovereign state of Mississippi to enforce its laws and to regulate its internal affairs without interference on the part of the federal government or its officers. And in my official capacity as governor of the state of Mississippi, I hereby make this proclamation. Whereas the United States of America consists of 50 sovereign states bound together, basically for their common welfare. And whereas the Constitution of the United States of America provides that each state is sovereign with respect to certain rights and powers. And whereas, pursuant to the 10th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, the powers not specifically delegated to the federal government are reserved to the several states. And whereas, the operation of the public school system is one of the powers which was not delegated to the federal government, but which was reserved to the respective states pursuant to the terms of the 10th Amendment. And whereas we are now face to face with the direct usurpation of this power by the federal government through the illegal use of judicial decree. Now, therefore, I, Ross R. Barnett, as governor of the sovereign state of Mississippi, by authority vested in me do hereby proclaim that the operation of the public schools, universities, and colleges of the state of Mississippi is vested in the duly elected and appointed officials of the state of Mississippi, and I hereby direct each of said officials to uphold and enforce the laws legally enacted by the legislature of the state of Mississippi, regardless of the unwarranted and illegal arbitrary usurpation of power, and to interpose the state sovereignty and themselves between the people of the state and any body politic seeking to usurp such powers. The state of Mississippi has become the keystone in the fight for states' rights. Our nation's survival as a republic of sovereign states depends on what we do in this crisis. Should we fail and the keystone be removed, our system of government will crumble and will fall, and American liberty will be lost forever in the ruins. Fellow Mississippians, let us stand together, hand in hand, mind in mind, unyielding and unafraid. We know that our cause is just, and we know it is right. Let us meet this crisis with dignity, with courage, and with fortitude, and show to the world that we are a people of honor, that we will not surrender to the evil and illegal forces of tyranny.
This special Citizens Council Forum program has presented highlights from an address by Governor Ross Barnett of Mississippi, during which he invoked the historic doctrine of interposition to block federal efforts to integrate the University of Mississippi. If you'd like to have a printed copy of Governor Barnett's talk, just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi, and we'll be happy to send you a copy. That address again, Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. Join us next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion, and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.